with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth, 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because of the preaching of Jonah, they converted. But there is a greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is a greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. They came on up. Jesus had been working nothing but signs immediately before that cured a man of a withered hand. He had been feeding multitudes with a few buns and tiny fish. He had been curing lepers, casting out demons, raising the dead. "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." And Jesus immediately zeroed in on what was behind that request. An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign. A holy, faithful generation ponders the signs God has already worked. It's not a "what have you done for me lately" type of approach, but it's a grateful approach to God. We'll return there for a second. Jesus prophesies that he himself would become that sign, that just as Jonah had spent 3 days in the belly of the whale, so he would spend 3 days in the belly of the earth before he would be expunged, risen from the dead. But even when that sign occurred, we see the conspiracy to try to bribe the guards to plant the lie that his body had been stolen. In the first reading today, we see the way both the Egyptians and most of the Jews had reacted to the signs that God had worked in Egypt. 10 extraordinary signs, each one greater than the previous, had been worked. And yet, rather than mourning the death of their firstborn sons, the Egyptians get their entire army and 600 of the first-class chariots, and out they went to try to hunt down these very ones for whom those signs had been worked. It wasn't even better for the Jews. The Jews are out there in one of the greatest lines in sacred scripture, "Were there not enough tombs in Egypt? Why did you drag us out here to die in the desert?" They themselves hadn't captured the message of the signs. And God would work the greatest sign of the Old Covenant. Just think, if you went out to the Atlantic Ocean and then all of a sudden the Lord separated the sides and allowed you to walk to Europe. That's how great this sign was. But even after that sign, we will see in upcoming weeks that the Jews in the middle of the desert were thinking that there still weren't adequate tombs in Egypt, and that they were just brought out there to starve to death. What is the way we're supposed to respond? A holy and faithful generation first ponders the signs that God has already given. We're not looking for another, because we really meditate, we ruminate, we regurgitate, we begin to have our life totally impacted by the extraordinary signs that the Lord has already worked. Not just the great miracles that we see, but the greatest of all, Jesus, the risen sign of Jonah, who didn't just rise from the dead 2,000 years ago, but is still with us, constantly at work. We need to take that seriously. You know, have you already prayed morning prayer? Do you remember what the third psalm was for morning prayer? I know that you were really praying it. Psalm 113. In Psalm 113, we were pondering God's extraordinary signs, giving Him thanks. I love to pray over Psalm 136, which is that great litany of God's enduring mercy, and how every single line of that litany is one more great deed. God gave us, through the Jews, those psalms, so that in pondering all that God has done, we recognize that that same God is still here. And so we go on with confidence. The Magnificat, which the church has us pray every day, is again another litany of all that the Lord in His great mercy has done for us in our lowliness. The more we, like Mary, put all of those threads together in this tapestry of the Magnificat, the more we add in the fabric of the miracles He has worked in our life and ponder it, we recognize that the Lord will be faithful in the present. And that's why the second stage for a holy and a faithful generation is that we have been so convinced by the signs that God has already worked that we no longer need one to be given, because we just know He's here, loving and acting, helping, assisting, lifting up, calling us and commissioning us anew to go out and continue His work. What is the response that He wants? Far more than faith in the signs that He has worked, He uses both of these signs to call His listeners to action, to conversion, to holiness. There's a greater than Jonah we have among us, calling us to a deeper and more immediate, continuous conversion than we saw among the Ninevites. We have somebody far wiser than Solomon. And if the Queen of Sheba would travel 1,660 miles each way, even if with all her extraordinary caravan, she was traveling 15 miles a day, which would have been huge. It would have taken 3 months to get there and 3 months to get back. And yet, because of Solomon's wisdom, she went through all that effort. And we've got the wisdom right here. We've got the wise master right in this tabernacle. What an extraordinary sign on his part of how much he deeply loves us. Today, as the church celebrates the feast of Saint Charbel, he spent his 70 years pondering the Lord's continuous signs of loving fidelity. And after his death, he became that sign. He already was a sign of conversion by his ascetical holiness and life, but after, the Lord has worked such extraordinary miracles from his glowing tomb, and so many have been healed through his intercession, that the Lord, even though he doesn't have to, continues through his saints to perpetuate his signs. May we, learning this from Saint Charbel, become those signs of Jesus in the middle of the world, and let him do the rest. The sign of Jonah was Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection the third day. And we now enter fully into that sign through the Mass. Let us allow the Lord never to stop praising Him for this daily sign, and more importantly, daily signified. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.